Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Rick McConnell, who is the president of Hanley Wood Exhibitions. Rick, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. Good to catch you. I know you're busy. You're probably getting ready to jump back on a plane, go out to Vegas for Surfaces. That is one of your premier shows, along with World of Concrete and several others. As I mentioned, you are the head of Hanley Wood Exhibitions. Let's talk about your background just a little bit. I believe you've been with Hanley Wood since the early 2000s or so.
2001,
and took over the leadership right soon after you joined, right?
Yeah, actually, I moved up in the ranks through Hanley Wood, and then there was a change in leadership back in early 2009, and I've been heading it up since then.
We just did a interview in the January Floor Focus, so those people that want to read about what's changed in the whole exhibition business, that's a good article. I appreciate you spending time with us. There's some big news today, though. I've just learned this early this morning. Starting in 2015, it looks like the Builder Show and the Kitchen Show and the Surfaces and Stone Show is all going to be in Vegas at the same time, right?
That is correct. It's really big news. It's a big collaborative effort to pull that together.
Yeah. How did this come about?
Well, I think there's no surprise that there have been lots of changes and shows that serve the construction industry.
Right.
I think we all have to look at things differently, and that each of those shows contains really unique strengths, and some of those strengths complement each other. And in some cases, there are attendees that attend each of those events who would like to make one less trip or maybe two less trips now. Mm-hmm. And being able to see all this massive building product manufacturer offerings in the residential marketplace, which is served by the International Builder Show, certainly the Kitchen and Bath Marketplace, which is served by the KBIS show, and then the largest floor covering show of them all, the Surfaces show, which is near and dear to our hearts, right?
Right.
And obviously Stone Expo there as well. So I think the big four joining forces is really exciting and great news for the industry all the way around.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm sure that there's minor concerns involved with it, but mostly great news because I see now where some of these people that might have been moving around doing these regional shows, I mean, they're going to have to look at themselves and say, hey, we're going to have to be in Vegas that week. It would seem to me that this would be good for everybody involved.
Yeah, we really think so too, Kemp, and I think it might be helpful to kind of, it's sort of a two-step process, the way this is all coming together.
Mm-hmm.
We're terming it a Design Construction Week, and that's the umbrella term for all the shows happening at the same time. Now, in 2014, the International Builder Show and the Kitchen and the KBIS, the Kitchen Bath Industry Show, will be co-located at the Las Vegas Convention Center together.
Mm-hmm.
Surfaces will still have dates that are not at the same time.
Right.
Beginning in 2015 and in 16 as well, that's when the big forces join together, and that's as quick as we could have made it happen. Just want to be sure everybody's clear on that. And the dates on that for 2015, when all those forces join, will be January 21st through January 23rd, mm-hmm. 2015.
And you will still be at the Mandalay Bay, and the other two shows will be co-located at the Las Vegas Convention Center, right?
Exactly. That's another clarification point I think that all need to know. And we're going to do whatever we can to make it a seamless transition for an attendee to attend any of those events, register one and then attend the other, and then also provide really elaborate shuttle services to connect people to the shows as well.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Surfaces and Stone will remain at the Mandalay Bay, yes.
And right now you're out there at the same time as the Las Vegas Market Show. Do you have any idea whether they're also going to try to align with this or what they're planning to do?
Yes, there have been early discussions, and the early discussions, their response back has been very favorable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're working on the logistics now to make that sink in with the rest of the shows.
Uh-huh.
Haven't finalized it yet, but they certainly are very excited about the prospect.
Yeah. I've got to think that this is going to fill every hotel room in Vegas with a mega show, that it'll bring the whole industry out there. It'll be a show you can't miss, and that's probably the reason for doing it, right?
It really is, and I mean, I think if you're in the, especially if you serve in any way the residential side of the construction marketplace, I mean, you've got to be there.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably going to total up to more than 100,000 attendees across the three shows.
Right.
And there hadn't been any excitement like that in the business in a long time.
Yeah. Okay, Rick, I appreciate you filling us in on that news. So, as I mentioned at the beginning of this conversation, Surfaces kicks off on Monday of next week. Tell us a little bit about things you're fired up about. Are you anticipating a big crowd?
We are, Kemp, but we think the way things are tracking right now, you know, pre-registration is never the final, but we're looking at, and we'll be providing all those numbers to y'all as soon as the show ends, but
right.
We're tracking on single digits ahead from last year, which we're very encouraged by.
Right.
And it just shows a continued resurgence of the services brand, and not to mention the square footage that attendees will be able to view will be larger than last year by another 110 booths or 11,000 square feet. So the show is definitely on the growth track again, all the way around, both from an exhibit space standpoint, a conference programming standpoint, and an attendance standpoint.
Okay. Well, Rick, I got to share with you, I was with Vance Bell earlier this week at their big meeting in Orlando, and he showed a slide, I think, that came from Berkshire Hathaway that showed over a 22-year period the correlation between residential investment, meaning in building homes and remodeling, and flooring sales, and there's a 98% correlation, and it was showing that residential investment is already up, so flooring sales should follow right behind it.
It's going to dovetail right behind, there's no question.
Yeah. So this should be the beginning of several good years of good flooring sales, hopefully.
We sure believe that, and all the indications are in the numerous conversations we have with flooring dealers and retailers and installers and all the product manufacturers that serve those markets. They're upbeat about the event. They feel good about things, as well as our association partners.
Okay. Rick, as people are probably packing their bags this weekend and getting ready to head to surfaces in this industry, is there anything they need to make sure they don't miss next week?
You know, I would pay close attention to a lot of the exciting educational offerings that are going to be on the show floor. There's going to be a design trend. The Trends Hub, which is something we've done in prior years, is going to be back and more robust than before. And certainly the wonderful exhibits that we have on the show floor are going to be exciting for all. I would say just pay close attention to the educational offerings.
Yeah. Okay, great. Rick, thanks for being with us. Again, we've been talking to Rick McConnell about this big news in 2015 in Las Vegas. Rick is president of Hanley Wood Exhibitions. You've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.